Quinn Phillips from Global in Edmonton dives in here this morning on the starting lineup here on Sportsnet 650 to get a sense of how the Oilers are doing it, having won 8 of their last 10 games. Quinn joins us this morning. Good morning, Quinn.
Good morning. Did you know I was an ex-swimmer? Is that why you used the dive in?
I did not realize that.
Oh.
Like, yeah. Are you selling the fact that you were a competitive swimmer, or are you just like cannonball expert?
No, Edmonton Keanu Swim Club.
Oh, that's a big
pretty
name.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my brother would say better. We won't get into that, though.
Well, national level? I mean, when you're dropping that, Quint, like a national level or a provincial level?
Oh, my brother was top 5 in the country, for sure.
Really?
Was he really? Eh?
Close to an Olympic team?
Yeah, I guess he would have been. Yeah, that's such a long time ago now. He's not like Brent Hayden and still swimming, so.
No.
Well, you better sell it better than that next time. I mean, you sit there and you tell us that you got a family of swimmers, and then you basically sounded like you're using a life jacket when you're in the pool.
Well, if you saw me tread water, you would actually believe it. And then I played water polo after as well.
I could see you being scrappy enough to be a water polo player.
Oh, I was mean.
And that's rough. People talk about that's a nasty sport.
Yeah, you don't want to know, especially for women. Like, I remember one time this girl that was on the national team used to pick on our younger players. So finally I just went after her, and I was swimming behind her, and I made a fist on my downstroke and just punched her in the back. And she's like, if you want to start this, I'm going to finish it. And I was like, you started it. Come on. And I came out with scratches head to toe on me.
Oh, you know, at the 2012 Olympics, and we're going, I had some time to kill. I was doing swimming, and I checked a whole bunch of different events. I go to a water polo game because you have a pass, right? I believe it was Serbia against Montenegro. And it was like, okay, this is USA Canada. This is USA Canada for a gold medal in hockey. It wasn't a gold medal match, but the countries didn't like each other. And the singing and everything was going on, and go, okay, sport is sport no matter what it is. I am jacked up, and I'm watching water polo for the first time in my life and appreciated how talented those athletes are. So,
well, and those countries are so good, and they would hate each other. So that's awesome. I'm glad you liked it, because some people are so confused by it because there's so many whistles. But
I didn't know what the hell was going on, but I enjoyed it. Yeah, I don't know.
You did.
Let's get into the Oilers, and a lot of people won't get into it. I talked to Todd Bertuzzi. He was just on the show, Quinn, and I said, man, Kenny Holland has done some magic with Jesse Puljujärvi, who looks like the guy the Oilers drafted, and we kind of have a similar thing with Olli Juolevi. Go back to Finland, figure it out. But Jesse's agent, and we had Marcus Lehto on this show, it just didn't think like they could repair the relationship. Has he been the big surprise for you so far as the Oilers are concerned?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because I'll be the first to admit that I was not a Puljujärvi fan. He just frustrated me away from the ice. Like, he didn't think that learning the language would be important. And so then he just didn't fit in. He never felt like he fit in. I remember Ken Hitchcock always saying that they were just trying to find him somebody to hang out with. They wanted him to mesh with the team. And so I just... And to leave like that at such a young age, like, I just thought, there's no way he's coming back. And I don't really care if he does. Like, there's a reason that Columbus didn't take him. And, you know, but I even tweeted this the other day, he has done a complete 180. He's gone from this kid that could barely communicate to this really endearing kid during media availability. He's got a huge smile on his face, you know, he's talking about his new puppy the other day and scoring the goal on Connor McDavid's 500th goal or 500th point, sorry. And, you know, saying, oh, it's cool, you know, which is just, it was very sweet. And he's been a joy to kind of watch develop and see his confidence build, and man, can the kid shoot.
Quinn Phillips here on Sportsnet 650. It's easy to sit there and look at what Connor McDavid's doing, where he's what? 37 points already in 20 games this season, and, you know, Dreisaitl's doing his things as well. But is it me, or is this team actually winning because of defense?
They're winning because of defense, but that has been something that they have been trying to work on for years now.
But it's working!
And at the beginning of the season, it was interesting because, you know, last year, like with Tippett here, by the end of the season, like, they had a great start, and by the end of the season, they were the top team in Canada. I mean, the bubble was a terrible experience, and we're just all putting that behind us. But so then early on when they had that rough start, Tippett was short. He was not happy because he wanted this team to play better defensively, and he just didn't, you know, like there was just no time to waste. He was irritated, like noticeably irritable that they weren't playing well defensively. But I mean, it's interesting. It's tough to lose Slater Cuckoo. I really liked him in that third pairing. He just kind of seemed to fit there. But Darnell Nurse and Tyson Barrie, two offensively charged defensemen playing so well together, that is what's been really interesting, you know, the last 9 or 10 games.
Someone had texted in, and he's only played a handful of games because he was in the conversation here as he got set for the draft, and Evan Bouchard. You know, the thing is, you got Nurse, who's a horse, Barrie, who's logging minutes. Man, you've got some young guys coming up. Is Bouchard showing the progress that the organization would have hoped for at a young age?
Oh, I would say so for sure. And what's interesting is in the summer camp, I was worried that Philip Broberg was passing Bouchard because he looked so good in that camp. But then, you know, the Oilers had said that he wasn't going to be coming back, you know, after the World Juniors in the bubble. And so they were just sending Broberg back to Sweden. Bouchard has been, like, I imagine the AHL experience and then going over and playing in Sweden did him really good. But he's been a wonderful surprise. You're not worried about him out on the ice. And he's already, you know, showing the offensive upside that he can bring. So it's nice. The Oilers finally do have some kind of kids up and coming defensively, which was not a strength before.
Quinn, thanks for this. Nice to catch up with you. Hopefully this was way less painful than the scratches and the bruises you endured during water polo. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Next time I'll come back with like some hard facts on my brother's swim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Homework.
He'll be irritated when you're done.
See you, Quinn.
Thank you, Quinn.
Thanks, guys.